are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
It is God who always is pursuing us. Not we trying to pursue God, can't find Him. And if you are frantically trying to get God to do this or that for you, my advice for you is chill out and realize that God is saying to every one of us, be still and know that I am God.
Learn more on Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef
at 9:30 a.m. and p.m. daily on WCNO.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsbrook, CEO of Taken TV. Join our growing network. For more information, log on to our website at takennetwork.tv. Host your own show or be a sponsor of one of our shows.
Time for a new kitchen? Floridian Kitchens specializes in quality cabinetry, design, and craftsmanship with locally sourced products to fit your vision. We are conveniently located in Stuart and can be reached at 772-324-0998.
And good morning. This is Wednesday Live, and I have almost a full house, Dave.
Almost
a full house, and I'm going to try to get all the mics turned on here.
There we
so
go.
We have. Let's see. All right, very good. And we also have returning Aiden.
Hi,
Grosjean.
Hi.
Hey, Aiden, how you doing? Good to have you with us.
Yeah.
Did you survive your first week with us last? Was that too painful?
It wasn't too bad.
Okay.
He doesn't look like he's hurting right now.
No.
And he may be hiding his pain very well. I don't know.
Well, perhaps. Well, again, we just want to introduce Aiden. Karen's going to do that at this time. Karen, welcome. Good to have you here today.
Well, it's good to be here.
You're feeling all right today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good.
I went home right away yesterday and went to bed.
Good.
Within a short period of time. So.
Good. Okay. So let's introduce our new team member here that's with us today.
Yeah. So we have Aiden Grosjean here today, and he's our intern.
He's
the first intern for WCNO, and he's just around to learn everything that we're doing here and how the station runs, and he's a pioneer.
Pioneer
in internship for WCNO. So we're going to teach him everything that how the station runs and all the different particulars, and then he'll be able to help others.
Yes, I am so excited.
We're happy to have you.
Yeah, we'll teach you everything we know. It'll take about 5 minutes.
Everything we know. Yeah, you're right.
I noticed Karen was being a little selective in the words she was using.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, I didn't hear her say, we're going to teach him all that we know. But Dave just jumped right to the line, and he just laid it out like it is. 5 minutes.
Well, so. But that we've talked before. The truth is, we're learning. The best metaphor I ever heard is building an airplane while you're flying it.
And can we get you on the other mic? You are not sounding right.
I'm not sounding right?
No, we need to get you on another mic. Let's try this one.
Okay, let's try this one. How's
much
that?
Much better.
Okay. Then that mic, we'll just have to use it. We'll spray paint it gold and stick a pencil in it.
And we did replace it, right?
We did, and that's the replacement.
So it's probably...
Now we know it's not the mic.
Right,
it's not the mic component. Maybe it's the Dave. I don't know.
And for all of our listeners, we welcome you to Wednesday Live, and you can tell that we're off on a really intelligent discussion here. Dave, you were starting to say something brilliant.
It could be brilliant, but I think it's more of a matter of faith that we've all witnessed to the fact that we all came in here with very limited, not practical knowledge, and we've had to jump on board without a lot of training, but the Holy Spirit has again and again come through.
Amen.
And yeah, I know more today than I did when I first started 4 years ago, but I'm still learning. So It's God. It's always God.
Amen. Much grace has been extended to all of us.
Much grace has been extended. And Aiden, did you bring in your reports?
Yes.
Are they with you at the mic?
No.
Why don't you go find them? Because I would like you to share why Christian Radio. I thought that was excellent, didn't you?
Yeah,
I thought
very
it was
succinct.
Yeah, it was right to the point. I think it was excellent. And he's going to be doing some research, and he's going to be doing some work hands-on, here in the station. That's going to be great. Dave, we do have some guests that are going to be connecting with us today.
Yes.
And we do have a lot that we look forward to covering. And is Maul and Paul?
Oh yeah,
they're going to show up today.
they were sorry they missed last week.
Okay,
they had a little crisis at the farm, but of course their life seems to be full of crises. And there's one they're going to talk about today, but they're definitely going to be here.
Okay, excellent. I don't believe we have any prayer requests today from the mailbag, but we do have some general information. And then as soon as we finish this, we're going to come right back, and Aiden's going to share with us why Christian Radio is important today.
Absolutely.
What do you have, Dave?
Well, from time to time, we report on the Martin County has openings for individuals to serve as volunteers on the several committees that they have.
Okay.
And there's some openings now, vacancies on with their Drug and Alcohol Abuse Awareness Committee. And, I mean, this is a critical committee. And they want this committee serves as an advisory committee to the Board of County Commissioners that are on issues relating to adult and youth substance and alcohol abuse in Martin County. They make recommendations on programs and services that impact the community. They have quarterly meetings. They're looking for residents of Martin County to be willing to serve. And if you are interested in this, if God's touched your heart, you can call Donna Gordon in the Martin County Administration Office at 772-288-5756, or you can email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us.
All right, and that's in Martin County. Of course, you need to be a resident in Martin County, I'm sure, to be on these various boards. But if you're down in Palm Beach or St. Lucie, Indian River County, Okeechobee, one of those counties, and you would like for us to spotlight some of your community opportunities for the community to get involved, then you can certainly email us here at the station, WCNO, at WCNO.com, and we will look to bring relevant information to our listeners. Karen, Amen. You have something.
Yes, I also have one of the announcements from the from Donna Gordon, same
okay.
person.
She's busy, isn't she?
Yes, seems so. And this is for a neighborhood advisory committee.
Okay.
If you're interested in volunteering to serve on the neighborhood advisory committee, you'd need to be a resident of Martin County, also a registered voter. And
well, that's important,
the committee,
isn't it?
And because each of the neighborhoods, they have meetings and stuff to let people know what's going on. And this is really something, if you see a new development popping up in your neighborhood and you're like, wow, we didn't know about that.
Right.
These are things you want to be aware of. And, we do see a lot of building going on in Martin County that nobody maybe knew about.
Sure.
But there's people who are making these decisions, so.
And you could be a part, perhaps.
You could.
Yes.
And, at least be aware of what's going on and, to let others know. So again, the Neighborhood Advisory Committee, you contact Donna Gordon, 772-288-5756.
Okay.
And that's a volunteer position.
So that's what, two different opportunities.
Correct.
And so many times people wonder, how can I get involved?
Right.
And this is one of the ways that you could get involved and make a difference. And so that's pretty awesome. Let's jump back to Aiden. And Aiden, share with us what you wrote in reference to why Christian Radio. Real close to the mic, as close as you can get. There you go.
Why do we need Christian radio? Why do we even listen to Christian radio instead of YouTube? It's because of what radios do for people. It gives us news, it makes you smile, and it can give you encouragement. This is something that the world sorely needs. We need somewhere we can ask for prayer. It's where Jesus can work and put the right song on at the right time. Where we can find good people who will listen. It's where we can find a Christian radio family.
That's awesome.
That is.
How many times have you heard, Karen, since you've been here, that what is the name of that song? There was a song, I heard this song, it played, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. Have you heard that?
Often, several times a week.
Yeah, often.
Yes.
There's always someone calling. Matter of fact, we got an online note last week from a lady that just said she loves all the music, but how can I find that music? You know, how can I find out who it was? And, you know, with that, just to divert from that, if you hear a song, write down the date and the time you hear it. And then call us as soon as you can. We can look that up for you. And
It's helpful to know if it's male, female,
correct,
whatever. Yeah,
and sure. You know, but the time and the date. You know, I know there was one Saturday that I took a call from a lady, and she said, I heard a song on Tuesday, you know, around 9 in the morning. Mm. And I think I spent an hour looking for it. And then she said, oh, that was the other station. I had the other station. So
there's another one?
Yeah. But, you know, anyway, so it was, you know, it was frustrating for her. And she's, I know I heard it, and, you know, it was this or that. And anyway.
So we do aim to please.
We do. Yeah. So we do. Date and time, but we're very happy to look that up for you. And, you know, also on the website, we're updating the website, and soon we will have that verification log, which is a log of every single...
We pray that it's soon.
Yes, yeah. We get the connection to that. But that verification log will contain every single thing that played in any 24-hour period. So you could look up a date and kind of just scroll through there. It has right down to the second. Yeah. You know, that's a requirement that we have to account for.
Sure. So we have it in-house, everything. But it just isn't posted online at this point.
It will be the next day. If you hear it today, it will be tomorrow before you can access it.
Do that. 24-hour lag.
Yeah, lag.
But if someone calls us and you say, well, I would like to know what song was, you know, that was played yesterday at 2 o'clock, female, and we're going to go to the verification log.
Exactly.
Right.
And so what we're saying is the same information that we have, we are looking to get that posted online so you could actually do your own research.
That's right. And it used to be on there, but I don't know if something wrong with the link to the actual to the verification log.
Some breakdown in that. And we are also at WCNO in the sort of discussing planning and I guess that's the best way to say it, discussion and planning stage of adding additional equipment so that when you are listening, you will actually see the name of the song and the whoever the group is or the artist. And that's something else that we look forward to bringing to you. And of course, because we have much more than 40 songs or 100 songs, we have thousands of songs. This is a little bit of a larger task, you know, to actually get on air. But
now keep in mind, you have to have a digital screen on your
radio to have that readout.
If you have a radio made in 1956, the chances are you're not going to get that information on it.
Mm-hmm. So, Aiden, thank you very much for your research, and thank you to you and your family for making a priority for you to come in, and we're very excited to have you here today, and welcome to the team, and you're always invited to participate with us, because this is kind of the key heart where we get to talk to our family. Mm. And it we look at this as kind of like a mountaintop experience for us, where we get to talk to our people and share with them. And of course, Karen, give out all the contact information, because someone may want to call in today. They might have a comment about something and may want to connect with us, and just they don't know how to do that.
Yes, and you can reach us at 888-221-8990. 888 888- 221-8990. Again, on the website, WCNO.com, you know, the excuse me, there's a section there where you can put in a prayer request. And you can also make a comment using that same form, correct, Jonathan, on the prayer request?
You can.
We don't have a separate comment section, but just use the prayer request form if you'd like to make a comment or ask.
And you know, it might be good for us. Maybe we should revise that form a little bit where it's prayer / praise report.
Correct.
Yeah. Or, you know, praise, whichever way you
comments.
Want to do that. Sure.
Helpful comments.
Right. Mm.
Nice comments.
Nice is always nice. Yeah.
And Aiden, did you know we have a sponsor of this this hour?
Well, I knew.
Did you hear
but
something
I didn't know
about
who it?
It
was.
Okay. Well, it's we probably have a lot of people that may not know who it is, and so why don't we just tell them, Dave?
Yes, it's Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, is a growing association of men and women in leadership throughout the business, civic, and ministry branches of our communities in the Treasure Coast of Florida. We reside, work, play, and pray together, encouraging strong relationships through fellowship. With a bond of Christian unity, we combine our God-given talents and ideas to make our families stronger, our businesses more productive, and our local government more effective. For more information, you can visit us online at www.tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
All right. You did that really well.
I've been doing this for a couple of times. Yeah.
No, I like it. And to all of our friends at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, thank you for sponsoring, being a sponsor of this hour. And that assists in covering the cost of our production and our ministry here. And so that's a great blessing. And we look forward to promoting events that are going to reach out and minister to the entire body of Christ. Now, there is, speaking of events, there is a great event that's coming up. And it's going to be two different days. Mm. July the 27th, that's a Tuesday. And again on July the 28th, which is Wednesday. Think about that. Yeah, 2 days lined up. Okay, what is this event? Family Research Council. We're going to have two of their speakers in town on the Treasure Coast. J.C. Church has a heart for God, and God is using him. He's a pastor. Pastor's out of our state, but he is a part of the Family Research Council. And J.C. Church has a real heart to see this nation brought back to God. And he and Tim Throckmorton, I think I'm pronouncing that close to correct, the two of them are going to be coming to the area to minister. Timely inserts, important insights, conversations, encouragement, equipping pastors and community leaders to engage the culture with a strong and effective biblical worldview. And that is so lacking today. Many leaders just need some tools to know how to do that effectively. And this is going to be one of those events. It's open to everyone. So on Tuesday evening, it's going to be at Grace Emmanuel Church. That's Grace Emmanuel Church. And if you listen to WCNO Sundays, Saturdays, and Fridays, you will hear the program from Grace Emmanuel Church. Pastor Sam is a great friend of ours. And so they're going to be the host site. And that's at 707 Kitterman Road, Port St. Lucie, Florida. Again, that's Tuesday, July the 27th at 7 p.m. And that is in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And J.C. Church, the National Director for Ministry Engagement for the Family Research Council. Now, I told you that we also are going to have a second night, and it's in Martin County. So we have one event that's Tuesday, the 27th. St. Lucie County, Grace Emmanuel Church. And then on Wednesday evening, it will be at the Grace Place in Stewart. And that address is 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stewart, Florida. That's the Great Grace Place, 1550 Southeast Salerno Road, Stewart, Florida. That's going to be Wednesday evening, July the 27th in Martin County. And encouraging pastors, ministry leaders, and community just community believers who have a heart to see our nation brought back to God, and in particular, our neighborhoods, our families, and our communities here on the Treasure Coast. So that's coming up, and that's going to be some really great, it's going to be a great evening of sharing and receiving and equipping. So put that on your calendar. And if you didn't get that information, call us here at the station. The number is?
That number is 888-221-8990.
And when you call in, you'll be able to speak with one of us here, one of our smiling telephone operators. Almost said smiling telephones, but you know, I've said that before. But call in, and we'll be happy to get this information to you if you missed that. All right, let's see if we can find Ma and Pa, if they are somewhere around, and we're going to try to get them in here and let them share with us a little bit here in just a few moments. Are they going to be available?
Oh, they're coming in right now, Jonathan.
They're coming in right now. All right. And, of course, we are going to have a time of prayer in a little bit. And, you know, this topic is very pertinent. So, and we are working on getting some promo spots out for Ma and Paul, because so many people have been blessed by it.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah,
they will be coming, right?
They're coming. Yep, mm-hmm. They're going to be present here, and yeah, someday they'd love to have a regular program here.
Sure, sure. You know, Aiden, have you heard Ma and Paul before?
Well, I just did recently.
Recently, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. So recently you heard that, and of course we don't know if Aiden, being that he's an intern, if he might become, you know, a part of some of the discussions with Ma and Paul. We don't know that yet.
We don't, but I think there's a good possibility that he might.
I mean, they're friendly like that. They
are.
It'd kind of be like a farm version of a grandpa, yeah. You know, or a,
yeah,
a grandma,
kind of a,
you know,
grandpa that smells like he's been in the barn a lot.
He likes chickens, Aiden. If you don't know that, well, you're going to find out here in just a little bit. Yeah, he likes chickens. Well, we may not find that out today.
Not today, but as a general lore about Pa, that he's a chicken man.
Speaking of chickens, I heard. No, I was listening to a pastor last week.
Yes.
And he was saying someone else had asked him about a message that he preached, or he had heard somebody preaching a message. And he said, yeah, that message went over like an egg falling out of a big chicken, a long chicken.
A tall chicken. Boy, that could almost give me some insight, because I had some questions early on, you know, about how the farm and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. We don't have any tall chickens at Pop and Mom's place, no.
Okay. Well, again, this is Wednesday Live, and we are so glad you're listening today. And it's right now 11:23. We're coming to you from Palm City, Florida, and this is WCNO 89.9. We've discovered before that Ma and Paul have emerged as very special leaders in Bickers Corner Community Church. Following the departure of their longtime pastor, they have both been pressed into service to help keep peace in the church. Their Christian maturity has enabled them to bring godly wisdom to quench the common fears and anxieties that occur when a beloved pastor leaves. After several weeks of stomping out fires and soothing frazzled nerves, they had finally come to a resting place. The interim pastor has expressed his appreciation to them. Since he has no history with the people and the folks are still not quite comfortable with him. However, the rest Ma and Pa had hoped to enjoy has been short-circuited by a new tempest in the church. There's now a growing division centered on the issue of the second coming. It's not the simple argument of whether Jesus is coming soon or not. This division is fueled by a more primordial angst, the darkness from a cultural chaos, which has thrown a mantle of spiritual heaviness on the nation. Ma and Paul have always known that their church was not entirely populated by faithful believers with developed spiritual disciplines. The marginal Christians have always had a noticeable presence. But when a poor spiritual life is impacted by visceral challenges, the spirit of fear seems to take precedent. So Ma and Paul are finding out their work is not yet done. Paul's just coming in from the barn, has been fantasizing about crawling into his recliner for some rest, but Ma is about to give him a rude awakening.
Hey, Ma, I'm going to set a spell and get some rest. I worked real hard to get all my chairs done and my chores so's I could maybe sleep for, a couple of days.
Well, Pa, don't just get all relaxed just yet. Old Mabel Sperling just called a little bit ago. Seems there's talk about some folks at the church are going to bring up an issue at tonight's service.
So? I can't remember when there wasn't a Wednesday night service when someone didn't bring up an issue. You remember that one Wednesday when old George Bleeker complained about there being cockroaches in the men's room? Well, he said he went in there and seven of them came flying right at him. He said, I can't tolerate bugs nohow, but them critters got an Air Force.
Well, Pa, what I was told.
And another Wednesday, old Constance Zabriskie stood up during announcement time, and she said she couldn't take the smell of the floor wax in the fellowship hall. She said it made her sick to her stomach, and she was tired of embarrassing herself by having to grab her lips shut and run outside.
Now, Paul, that ain't...
But probably the best story was old Elmer Griddle. He said the pastor's sermons made him drowsy, you know, and he fell asleep. He'd hit his head on the pew in front of him. So he wanted the church to buy him a helmet.
Oh, Pa, pay attention. The issue I'm talking about ain't nothing like them petty complaints. I hear today there's a division a-growing in the church concerning the second coming. And there's folks all a-flutter about it.
What? The second coming? You mean like when Jesus returns, that second coming?
Yeah, Pa, that's the one. And old Mabel told me there's a bunch of folks what believe he could come any day now. And they want the church to get on the ball about that and get into the streets, knocking on doors, preaching the gospel from sun up to sundown.
Well, Ma, we've been doing that all along. I mean, we ain't got all frothy about it. But the church has been real faithful to share the gospel just about everywhere we can get. And there are several folks what joined the church just because of that.
I know, Pa, and I ain't got no problem with our commitment to evangelism. But these folks have got all riled up. And if the church won't join them, they're just going to leave and start their own church.
What? Start their own church? Well, that ain't right.
Well, that's for sure, Pa. But the larger problem is these folks are going to make demands on the rest of the church tonight. They're going to force us to either stand with them or they're going to walk out tonight.
Oh, Ma, we're in a real quadrant.
Well, I believe that word is quandary, Pa.
Yeah, that too. Well, we need to get on our knees and pray right now.
And so they did just that. When they heard from the Lord, Paul called their interim pastor and asked for time during the service to address the congregation. When he heard the reason they wanted to do this, he agreed immediately. Now, we are at that point in the service. The pastor has introduced Ma and Paul and has encouraged the people to listen well to what they have to say.
Friends, me and Ma got something the Lord done told us to share with you tonight.
Now, you know we don't use the Lord's name in vain, so hope you all open up your ears and listen.
That's right. We got us a serious problem here at Becker's Corner Community Church. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it neither. The devil done got right in the middle of this church and he wants to tear us apart.
Now just listen for a minute. Y'all yeah. Know that some of you folks are yelling that Jesus is coming soon. Listen up. You act like he's coming today or tomorrow and you're running around whopping folks upside the head with your Bible. And in general, you're just scaring decent folks all to pieces.
Yeah, and then there's the rest of you what ain't ready for Jesus to come, and you've been trying to shut up the ones that are. Why, I heard that old Virginia Cadlow and Mary Peters got into a fight about this at Burt's Feed Store, and Mary grabbed Virginia's new curly wig and threw it into the pickle barrel.
And that ain't the end of it. Some of them men been fighting out in the church parking lot for everyone to see. And y'all been taking this argument into every public place in Bickers Corner.
Now, you all listen. We believe that Jesus Christ is coming someday, and it would likely be sooner than some folks think. But the point is, God ain't give nobody a clue about what day that might be. And God, in his perfect wisdom, didn't share that information just because he knew we would get in a sorry mess, just like this church is today.
Paul is right, and y'all know it. The church used to be on fire for the Lord, and we had a reputation as a church what loved God and shared with everyone else. But now, just look at us, at each other's throats for everyone to see. Is that the kind of witness we want to be?
There's a learning in all this, folks. You think on this. Those of us who want to believe Jesus is just around the corner, well, act like true Christians and ask him for grace to be extra loving toward the lost folks around us.
Yeah, and you folks what don't want to think Jesus is coming soon, why, you're just lazy and you don't want to get on the front lines of discipleship.
Listen, folks, the same Jesus what told his disciples he was a coming back someday, well, he also told them to love one another like he loved them. And he said this is how the unbelieving world would recognize his church.
And right now, none of you are doing any of that loving like Jesus told you to. Any of those folks what don't believe in Jesus are looking at us and they say, why should I join them if they so nasty to each other?
I know we all been hit from every side by the devil's oppression from the world. I know we're all hurting inside and want the spirit of heaviness to be lifted from us.
But that ain't going to happen till we all repent and get on the same page with God.
So, friends, let us pray.
Well, Mom and Paul did get the attention of their fellow Christians. And the prayer Paul offered was followed by many tears and much forgiveness. The body of Christ at Bickers Corner Community Church is on the fast track now for a complete healing. We know this isn't the only church suffering today from internal strife. Before Jesus comes, he will be blessing his body with the grace to gain a holy unity within each church and among all churches that proclaim him Lord and Savior. Is your church in need of his blessing today? You might be the one he is calling to pray for your leaders, to pray for the Holy Spirit unity, to be prepared for when he does come. As for Ma and Paul, they finally got home to enjoy some rest.
Well, Pa, I'm going to go get on the couch and grab a good snooze.
Oh, yeah. Ma, you hear that voice? That's my recliner. It's calling me. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to sink deep into those velvety cushions. But, you know, I can't help but be kind of tickled about the vision old Virginia Cadlow's wig floating in that pickle barrel.
Yeah, that pickle juice made it real frizzy, didn't it? I don't think she can wear that anymore.
Well, I saw her on her head just yesterday. Looks like she's got her head stuck in a hairy beach ball. I'm hoping I don't get any dreams about that ball. That would be a real nightmare.
Yeah, Pa, and you'd be in a real pickle, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. This is Wednesday Live coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida. This next song we're going to play is Crown Him with Many Crowns, and we have a special guest we're going to be bringing in just a few moments.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake my soul and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Oh, crown him the Lord of love. Rich wounds yet visible above. crucified. Oh, hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise and glory shall not fail throughout eternity. Crown him, the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the grave, who rose victorious in the strife for those he came to save. His glories now we sing, who died and rose on high, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may yonder sacred throne we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him.
Crown him Lord. Hallelujah. When he comes back, he's not coming back as that little meek lamb that he came the first time.
The Lion of Judah.
The Lion of Judah is coming back. Well, I want to welcome John Nelson. John, can you hear me all right?
I've got you, brother.
Hey, listen, we're so glad to have you on air with us today. And where are you located right now, John?
I'm over in Tampa right now, Tampa Heart Lung Transplant Clinic, over here in wonderful Tampa, Florida.
Isn't that where we just had a little bit of a storm blow through?
Yeah, we drove through that. I left my house about 3:30, Port St. Lucie. It rained almost the whole way over, but that storm's pretty north of here now, so it's just feeder bands.
Okay.
We dodged the bullet.
Well, yes, praise God, praise God. You know, we a lot of people praying, and I know as for me and my family, we've been saying, Father, we would be real happy if we didn't have any serious storms this season. So God's sovereign over all things. We know that. Listen, John, we want to just get right into the important things, but before we talk about familiesrecovery.org and the ministry that God has given you, John, why are you at a heart center today?
for 5 years ago, I suffered a massive heart attack, and Martin North at the time, the whole crew of doctors over there saved my life, and I was dead in 3 hours on the table. I died, and then they were able to keep me going, and once they got me back to where they thought they could get me any further, my doctor, Dr. Chaudhry from over there, he actually went to school with my transplant doctor over here in Tampa, so he made a phone call, and lo and behold, I ended up in Tampa.
Wow. So you are you're kind of on a standby. They're monitoring your health and such forth. And when did this happen? What year?
It was about 5 years ago.
5 years ago. 5 years ago. Yeah. So, I mentioned earlier to you, but I just I applaud your commitment to the kingdom and to ministry. And I know you continue to run a business as well. Why do you do what you do? Tell us what familiesrecovery.org is first, and why do you do what you do with this ministry, and why does it matter?
You know, familiesrecovery.org started out as Families Against Drunk Driving. We just celebrated 10 years. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and it was family stuff. You know, a lot of stuff was going on in the family. They listen to the channel also because things have changed in their life, thank God, so we won't go into great detail. So we started reaching out to like Mothers Against Drunk Driving and Fathers Against Drunk Driving and the municipalities, and we just saw a huge void when it came to the family. You know, not that Mothers Against Drunk Driving hasn't done a phenomenal job of changing rules, laws, and legislation nationally and worldwide. They're not a really street level type of ministry that goes out and actually does events, works hands-on with people that are not only in trouble, but people and their families. So, you know, it's just grown into, once the heroin and the overdose and all of that stuff, which we've talked about this, I experienced that right in my own life, and I'm actually widowed from it, you know, human trafficking. And we added Families Recover about 5 years ago due to the opioid and heroin crisis and the sober home problems, you know, with not only the legal side of it, but the legal side of it. So it's been a journey, and it's, you know, it brings a lot of healing once you can save people. Unfortunately, we get more phone calls from people that are grieving the loss. You know, people, they wait to the last minute to reach out, you know, and it's just, that's just the nature of the addiction.
Well, this is, you know, it really is going to the gates of hell and giving people hope in the kingdom of God, showing them the way out, and that's tremendous. And so you have some events coming up, and I know that to do the ministry there are costs involved because you're touching a lot of lives. How many families have you all connected with? I know it's a lot.
Well, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. Yeah. The Miami Heat were really big with us. We've done a lot of events where we've taken families and kids on bus rides down to the stadium. We were doing golf tournaments the last 8 years. Last year, COVID kind of killed that. And this year, we're having a hard time also. We've moved it to Club Med in Port St. Lucie, brand new golf course. You know, people are still on that fringe of, are we going to close down again? What's going to go on? People are on unemployment. So, you know, the struggle's real, but it's been, you know, probably 1,000 kids alone went to Miami Heat with us, you know.
Wow.
And we have families here. We're going to be portraying on the website. We have a girl that got out of the adult world 3 years ago. Now she has her kid back. She's got a medical degree coming up. You know, there's hope. Like you had said earlier, our mission is hope. When you go up and you start talking to people that have lost everything in their life and their families don't know what to do, you try to bring on the message of hope. And that's a tough road some days, but, you know, God knows what he's doing, and there's a willingness there. So we just love what we do. We know fundraising, we're looking for corporate sponsors for this event. We are local. We're not down at PJ National this year. And, you know as well as I do, we donate to your fundraiser every year.
Yes, you do.
For the twice a year.
You
it's
do.
It's tough.
It is.
I get to a point sometimes it's like, why am I doing this? and then you reach into your own pockets to keep it going sometimes. But you know, it's a passion of my own. It's a personal passion. So we're hoping for big things this golf tournament, and you know, the Heat are opening back up the stadium. So you know, it's you just keep on turning over rocks until one of them throws a check at you.
Well, and you know, John, we have families listening today that certainly can start by praying right now, right? They can become prayer partners, and we know who our provider is. Our provider's God, but we also know that often, as I heard, you know, a preacher say one time, he said, God will receive a donation from an old grouch, but he really prefers to receive from, you know, someone that's a joyful giver. We believe that God is the provider. God has not only raised this ministry up out of a lot of destruction and pain that you've seen firsthand. And then God has
you had mentioned that prayer thing, and I'll share something. I think I was about a year after my heart attack. I had a friend of mine who's from Ireland. He was in the booze business. We're great friends. He's a great golfer. He has a business locally. Well, he went through cancer twice in 3 years. So I'm getting ready to leave one of our events, and he walks up to me and he goes, John, I just want you to know that there's a church of 400 people in Scotland that are praying for your health right now.
Wow.
We just never know. We never know who's praying for us.
Let me tell you, that makes a huge difference. Huge difference.
You know, who would have ever thought that a church of 400 people in Scotland was praying for John Nelson?
Absolutely.
I would have, you know, it's opened my eyes to where you never know.
But John, what I would like to just encourage our family, which we have a huge family. I meet people all the time that say I listen all the time. And a lot of our family we don't hear from, but thank God there's a lot of our family we do hear from. It's a small percentage many times that, well, Jesus experienced that too, didn't he? I mean, out of the 10 lepers, one came back to say thank you, you know. And God has been so good to us, and many times we're just busy, you know. People are just busy. But how can people get a hold of you? How can they make a donation? How can they get behind this this golf event that's coming up?
You know, we've had PayPal for years on our website, www.familiesrecover.org. It's secure. It's safe. We're always looking for ways to make it safer for people. We've found PayPal to be extremely safe. My phone number, when you guys play our ads all day, 772-285-5828. If there's a family, and I've had, just since we started running commercials with you guys, probably 15 phone calls from four counties, because you guys reach pretty far. People calling up and saying, hey, listen, I got a spouse that's going through this. Hey, I got a cousin going through. We've been able to place people in rehabs in California, New Jersey, and
whoa,
New York. Just from this, a simple phone call. Hey, what can we do?
That is awesome.
You know, it's not about always, you know, we're always looking for donations. Of course we are. It costs money to do this. It does. But when you got that satisfaction of, like, Christy, who's out of that human trafficking world and got her kid back, or you got four or five people that are successfully gotten off of the streets and into a rehab business type of thing, whether it's Dunklin or Faith Farm, we go faith-based.
Sure.
You know, I went to Faith Farm years ago. Great ministry.
Yeah, great.
You know,
ministry.
Whatever gets you, whatever the path leads you to stay sober. And the beautiful thing about the program I go to, you know, it's not far into the workings of them steps that God's mentioned pretty quickly. Hey, you really need to have this spiritual experience to have the life that God wants you to have.
Amen.
So, you know, we got good rewards from the advertising on WCNO, and you know, we use a couple of the businesses in our contracting business that have been advertising with you for years.
That's awesome.
You know, it's about being a family.
Yeah. That's really awesome. That's really awesome. And John, we want to thank you for being a partner with us, a ministry partner with us, because that, as you said, that's part of the way we're able to cover this ministry's cost.
Sure.
And once again, let's get the email address and such forth out there, John, so people will know how to connect. Maybe you're a business. And, John, you are looking for corporate sponsors at this time, right?
And even personal sponsors.
Personal
We've got
corporate.
A couple families that, you know, there's a couple families that come out every year in memory of people they've lost.
That's awesome.
You know, they ran down the same road as me. But, yeah, www.familiesrecover.org. Or you can go right on our website, or you can call me. Like I said, we have my personal phone numbers on your radio station daily. So 772-285-5828. And the other thing we want to share is we always bring out two or three teams, four teams from the high schools. We want the kids that are on the golf teams to get involved. You know, golf
Good.
Is definitely going after the youth of America. You've had Bob on your program with me. He's
Yep.
the Treasure Coast Golf Association. You know, they're really, the golfing community and PGA are targeting kids. You know,
Wow.
come on out. Come on out. So we try to give back in that area also.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So, John, for the family that has maybe a spouse, maybe a child, maybe, you know, an employee, maybe an employer, maybe a neighbor that is going through addiction at this point, what would you say to them? And I want you to lead us in prayer for them as well.
You know, tough love, it's the toughest thing to mention to people. They got to quit giving them money. You know, stop enabling them. You know, the thing is a good drug addict, alcoholic, knows how to manipulate and become the victim when they're actually the victimizer. You know, and never give up hope on them. Being tough doesn't mean that you don't love them anymore. Being tough doesn't mean that you're kicking them out of the family. A
That's
lot
good.
Of people... when they go into a program, they really don't realize what that means. It's like all of a sudden you're going to isolate them from your life. That's not the idea of recovery. You know,
right.
God, you know, the prodigal son's dad looked out in the field every day. I was that guy.
Yeah.
You know, I was that guy. Just give me some hog chow and I'm going to be happy.
But,
you know, that's just how it goes. But anyway, we'll pray. Father, we just thank you
Lord.
So much. Thank you for getting me over here today and
yes,
driving
Father.
Through a storm and kind of stayed away
Protection.
From campus. Thank God. We're great for our surgeons that are just having
Amen.
Great hands. And for the radio station, WCNO has just really reached out and tried to help
Thank
us
you,
to make our golf tournament the tournament that it could be. And we just bring that to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So the golf tournament is when? Give us the dates again so people can
November
put
November 5th, it's a Friday at noon. We're trying to get people that half a day off. And,
okay.
It's going to be fun.
Awesome. Awesome. John, we're believing with you that God gives strength and provision and increased harvest. I really believe, you know, this is about harvest time. The enemy's kind of worked the field, but God's already done the hard part. He gave his son for us, right? So we have
Absolutely.
The easier part. We have the answer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We'll pray for your safe return and for God to just add increase multiplication to this event, that it will be most excellent for the glory of God. And stay in touch. We have time to do this a few more times. So, you know, we always
do.
Catch different audiences as people are traveling. Be blessed, my brother. Thank you so much.
God bless.
All right. Take
Thanks.
Care. All right.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, what a great guy.
Mm-hmm. Super.
Yes, he really is.
Very, very humble guy. You know, you can tell him he's been there first.
Yeah.
Wow. But he's turned around.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think about my family, and God's the only perfect father. We just had Father's Day, you know, the other day, and I'm actually putting on my program here on the station some of the excerpts from my Father's Day message. My father messed up in a lot of ways. My natural father, you know, and yet God worked through his life in some powerful ways. And I think about what John's family's gone through, what he's experienced personally, and how John is actually, you know, out of out of what the enemy meant to destroy him, God has given him a solid That's rock right. to minister to others mm-hmm. in. And so, you know, this is really great because there's hope for families, and I love that he talks about God the Father. You know, that's the story, and we want to be those kind of dads that, right. You know, we have a son at home. We want them to get it right. You know, yeah, exactly. We want them to understand they're loved, they're accepted, and everything we have is theirs. But for the ones that have wandered away, we want them to know that they, too, we want them to get it right. And maybe you're a son or a daughter, and maybe you have a dad that you're praying for to get it right. And I had a season like that in my life where it really was my mission to go after my father and to pray for him and believe God for him to be restored in the kingdom of God. And so whatever your situation is today as a part of this family, would you remember familiesrecover.org and prayerfully consider being a part, if God would so lead, of raising the resources to continue this great ministry that's touching literally hundreds of lives. He said like 1,000 kids have gone to camp.
Wow.
Well, we want to remind you that this hour, Wednesday Live, in part is brought to you by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And this is a group of spiritual leaders, pastors, different churches. It's not a denominational thing, but it really is a group of community leaders that have a heart to call business leaders and also civic leaders and church leaders to somehow meet at the cross and believe that together we're better. And yes, we have different logos and maybe egos and addresses where maybe God's placed us in our own house to minister. But ultimately, it's the kingdom of God that we're called to minister in. And Dave, and your program, you and Barry, I've been enjoying it.
Thank you.
And you've been ministering, you know, in your program, you minister to the body of Christ and really to the leaders in the body of Christ.
Yeah, the vision is really to touch everybody, you know, not just leaders, but the leaders do need prayer, but also to get the church prepped.
Yeah, for the return.
With the return, you know, Ma and Pa are into that too.
They hit on that today,
but yeah. We know he's coming soon. We don't know when, but we're just going to take every day.
Amen.
Yeah.
Aiden, you're going to be flying out to see your father, right?
Yes.
And that takes place pretty quick, right?
Mm-hmm. Next week, actually.
Yeah, you're going where?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Well, Karen, we're pretty excited to have some younger blood around here, aren't we?
Yes, we're very excited.
We are.
And yes. It's great.
It is great. Yeah. So what you and your dad going to do when you get out there?
For the most part, hang out, I think.
Hang out, okay.
We're just going to catch up. It's been a little while, so.
I think that's excellent. That's excellent. So he's not close enough here where you could see him regularly, but you know, you're able to fly out there. So we're going to pray that you know, God blesses you and gives you an awesome trip out to see your father. And also upon your return that we will have some very fruitful days ahead, because you know, my vision for the partnership in bringing in interns is to release some of the vision God has given me, that we're able to speak to connect with, and to influence more people for Christ around these microphones than I could ever do in my own little circle.
Yes.
And so, you know, Aiden, when you are with us, you're able to speak to grandparents, you're able to speak to parents, and you're able to speak to young people. Mm-hmm. And we're going to look for you to share a little. One thing Aiden is involved in, I believe God's stirring up some of the gifts in him. You're doing something with a book, aren't you?
Yes, currently I am in the middle of writing a book. Yes,
in the middle of writing a book, and maybe you'll be able to talk a little bit about that and how you came about to have some interest in that.
Well, actually, how I came to...
Well, we'll talk about that later, but you're going to do it. We're going to have you do it when you come back, because we're almost out of time.
You will do it.
You will do it.
Yes.
You will do it. But you're how old?
15.
15 years old, and he's already writing a book, and he shared a little bit of it with me. And I look forward to him sharing some, you know, with us here on the station on what God's put on his heart to do. And so we're just real excited to have you. Karen, you've been kind of quiet.